I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Bridgeport police have settled a lawsuit brought by a man who was stopped, searched, and ticketed as he drove his boys home from Little League and pizza 2 years ago. The Bridgeport resident said the police action violated his constitutional rights. Woodrow Vereen was initially stopped for a traffic violation, but then, he alleged, officers Keith Ruffin and Carlos Vasquez removed him from his car, frisked him, and searched the car itself as his boys looked on. Vereen, who is black, argued police had no probable cause. At the time, the city of Bridgeport declined to comment, other than to say that it stood by its officers. Now, the city is settling the case out of court for an undisclosed sum, according to Vereen's attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut. As part of the deal, the city, quote, denies any and all of the material allegations of the claims made by Mr. Vereen. Vereen also agreed to withdraw the claim itself. ACLU legal director Dan Barrett said he was pleased with the result. He says it's a reminder to police departments that they can't willfully violate the U.S. Constitution's protections from unreasonable search and seizure.
The problem in Mr. Vereen's case is that what began as a traffic stop turned into him being taken out of his car in front of his children, him being pat frisked, and then the car being searched.
He also says it's a reminder that race can play a role in policing.
Racial profiling is a problem across the state. And so it's important that people stand up like Woody did and say, you know, this shouldn't happen.
Vereen, a music minister and juvenile detention officer, said in a statement that he initially filed the lawsuit to show people who don't feel like they have a voice that they can still get justice. The city of Bridgeport has not yet responded to a request for comment. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.